with Andy Wint, powered by Manx Telecom.
Fast away, good evening, it's 5:30. This is Update from Manx Radio for Friday, 24th of January 2020. A 30-minute look at the latest news on the island. First, background to the news, Manx Sport, Business, Sea Watch, travel updates and the newsmakers in person tonight. The latest on the post office and Kayleigh's store, use it or lose it. It's the Holocaust Memorial Service this Sunday. The update guide to what the government's climate target report means, part 10 of 10. The latest on the Manx Gas Regulatory Agreement and a new club for military veterans on the Isle of Man.
And Benham Advocates for your legal needs.
First of all, the news headlines, 29 minutes to 6. Fast Amai, Dolan Mercer.
Fast Amai. Police say they're concerned for the welfare of Tom Richards, who's been reported missing from the Sulby area. If you have any information about his whereabouts, you're asked to contact police headquarters on 631 212. The Chief Minister says it's not his place to intervene in the ongoing dispute between the Education Department and three teaching unions. Representatives from the NAHT and ASCL wrote to Howard Quayle last week, asking him to get involved and help find a resolution before industrial action is implemented. Port St Mary commissioners have announced a 2.5% increase in village rates, up from 338 to 348 pence in the pound. The authority says external factors have had a significant impact on budgets, such as a rise in gate fees at the Energy from Waste plant and a government-imposed pay award. Further afield, a hospital in the West Midlands has recalled more than 200 patients who fear may have been given unnecessary operations. The shoulder procedures were carried out by a surgeon, Habib Rahman, at the Spire Parkway in Solihull, where a disgraced breast surgeon worked before being jailed for operations that weren't needed. And a hospital trust says it apologises wholeheartedly after an inquest ruled the death of a seven-day-old baby was wholly avoidable. Harry Richford died at the QEQM in Margate in 2017. Those are the headlines. More at 6. Mish Dolan Mercer, Manx Radio News.
Man Benham Advocates. Call us on 639 350 or visit manbenham.com. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Later on, the water sports weather for the Isle of Man. If you're sporty this weekend, for the moment, the general view from the Ronalds Way Met Office. No warnings out in the North Irish Sea, but on land, cloudy with light rain tonight on a light to moderate southwesterly. Lowest 6 degrees for Saturday. Jasan, we're looking at clouds and showers on the moderate south-southwesterly, freshening during the day. Daytime maximum is 9. Rain overnight, minimum 7 degrees. Jaduni, Sunday, rain at first on a fresh to strong south-southwesterly. A dry afternoon with sunny spells up to 9 degrees. Low water is in about 12 minutes' time at 5:45. High water is at 29 minutes to midnight tonight. Low water 10 to 6 tomorrow morning. And sunrise 17 minutes past 8.
For the latest high-tech windows, doors, conservatories, fascias and soffits, visit Manx Glass and Glazing Showroom in Snugborough.
MHK for Aaron Michael. Tim Baker's described the potential loss of Kayleigh's stores in Sulby as a wake-up call, saying it's a case of use it or lose it when it comes to local services. Tim Baker was speaking following the news that the village shops to close in March if no buyers come forward. It's been for sale since 2018. The owners, Graham and Carolyn Garrett, want to seek new challenges. Graham's worked there for 40 years. Given the lack of interest in taking the over the shop and post office, Manx Radio's Dolan Mercer asked Mr. Baker if that suggests it's not considered to be profit-making.
I think these sort of situations, you've got to have somebody with both the appetite to take the challenge on, the capital to acquire the business, and a prospect of a reasonable return for their efforts. And I know from having talked to Graham, you know, it's a hard job and it's long hours, and it's perhaps not the most lucrative commercial proposition. So somebody has to really have the passion for taking it on, and you know, Graham's obviously looking to move on to the next stage of his life, but there may be somebody who can see some real potential in it and has a vision and a passion to have a go at it, and it would be great to just see what comes out really in terms of those expressions of interest.
You've mentioned Sulby is very much a village rural village with quite a defined nucleus to it, because, like you say, there's quite close proximity to the pub, to the church, to the school, etc. If the shop does go and the post office goes with it, would you have concerns about there being a bit of a domino effect, perhaps?
Certainly, that is a concern. I mean, there's of course two pubs in Sulby, but the one we're talking about is the Sulby Glen, which of course is iconic, and an excellent establishment, and you know, that relies on people frequenting the premises and spending money there, and you know, there's a real lesson here that people have to use local services or they lose them, and you know, it's the same with our retail offering in the bigger towns as well. I mean, Ramsey, Douglas, wherever. If people spend all their money with Amazon, then they are not supporting the local shops. They can't be surprised if those shops don't continue to exist. So it is a wake-up call, not just for the people in the Sulby area, but much more widely. If we want something, we have to be prepared to build that into our actions, not just talk about it.
Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom. MT ClearSound. Personalise how you hear your mobile phone conversations.
Almost a year ago, the Chief Minister announced Manx Gas's regulatory agreement with the government was to be renegotiated. Now, one MHK wants to know what progress has been made. Is the Ramsey member Laurie Hooper MHK to ask the Policy and Reform Minister Chris Thomas for an update next week in the House of Keys. Speaking to Manx Radio's Sean Cowper.
I was expecting something by the end of last year. I think that was the date we were kind of given as a preliminary, by December kind of thing, we'd be expecting to see something. So we're obviously past that. We haven't really had anything public from the Minister for Policy and Reform on this. So I would like to know what the situation is. Are we getting a new regulatory agreement? Is the Minister actually looking, instead of an agreement, at maybe legislating for regulation? How are the talks going with Manx Gas? Really, we just need to know what's going on, because this is an issue that affects everyone.
I think Mr. Thomas did say in Keys in February that the government was seeking external advice. How important is it that there is the consultation there, and that what agreement does get put in place is right rather than right now?
I think that they're using external experts was sensible on this, because it is a complex area. You know, when you're regulating utilities, especially core utilities, and especially when there's only one provider, I think it is important that we get it right. And so absolutely, I'd much rather get it right than get it now. But actually, I don't really see why we can't do a bit of both. This has been an ongoing issue for a long time. I was part of the working group that recommended a number of changes to the regulatory agreement, and I just want to know, we spend a lot of time and effort actually engaging with people, engaging with Manx Gas, and actually developing that report. I just want to make sure that it's acted on.
Is this something you've heard from constituents about? Is there a public concern here?
There has been, I think, over the last few years, a concern about not just gas prices, but the way in which the gas charging structure has changed a few times. And we've seen, actually, I think in response to the report that we did, Manx Gas have now made some other changes to their agreement. So I think they're removing some of the bans. So we are seeing progress here. But I think what it boils down to is we need an agreement that makes sure that it's fair for people on the island, so we know that we're paying a reasonable amount for gas and people are being treated fairly. And equally, it's got to be fair on the provider to make sure that they've got a sustainable business that can keep providing us with gas into the future.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
The Bear McCree left Heysham at 6 minutes past two this afternoon, into Douglas very shortly, if not around now, out at 7:45 this evening, arriving in Heysham at 11:30 tonight, then back over to the Isle of Man at 2:15. The Ben is the only steam packet craft on duty. The Fastcraft Mananan resumes her seasonal services into Liverpool this March 27th. First sailing of the year to Dublin is scheduled for the day after, that's March 28th, and heading to Belfast on April the 8th.
Like the steam packet on Facebook for the latest sailing information.
A service in memory of one of the most harrowing moments in history is taking place this weekend.
The Nazis designed everything so that concentration camps would be places of immense suffering. Inmates were faced with horrendous overcrowding and were made to share tiered wooden bunk beds. Up to 12 of them were crammed into each bunk, with hundreds of people in each room.
The atrocity story is told by the few who managed to survive. They relate how 12 SS troopers and a Gestapo agent lured 220 starving prisoners into a big wooden building.
The Nazis built other camps, known as extermination or death camps, In these, they deliberately murdered millions of people.
The Holocaust was an appalling Jewish tragedy, but it was also a universal human tragedy, and one which we compound if we do not heed its lessons.
Prince Charles, marking 75 years since the liberation of the Nazi death camp at Auschwitz. Between 1941 and 1945, around 6 million Jewish people, along with other ethnic minorities, gay people, and those with disabilities, were murdered by the Nazis during the Second World War. The island's Holocaust Memorial Service commemorates the victims as well as those suffering from genocide still happening around the world today. Organiser Leonard Singer has been involved with the service for the past 20 years.
Well, the service takes the form of remembering. The service is not for religious people, it's for people who believe and people who don't believe. But it's remembering some of the atrocities that took place and have taken place, not just the Holocaust, but genocides worldwide. And in fact, those are still going on in Myanmar and with the Yazidis in Iraq. They were all suffering not because of something they'd done, but because of who they were. We remember them in form of readings and music, and we have an hour or so to contemplate. And we're doing what we can to keep that memory alive, which is very important, not just for the present generation, but the next generation. Unless you bring it alive to them, it's just a story in a book.
The Holocaust Memorial Service takes place this Sunday, 26th of January, at St George's Church in Douglas at 3 p.m.
Manx Radio's update is available as a daily podcast. Simply subscribe for free online at manxradio.com or via Apple, Google or Spotify. Manx Radio's Business Briefing, powered by Y Manx.
The Chancellor of the Exchequer in Britain's dismissed concerns by some rival airlines about the government-backed rescue of Flybe, a cause close to our hearts on the island. He insists that Flybe hasn't broken or received state aid rules to secure its future and therefore hasn't broken the rules. In a letter to Michael O'Leary, the boss of Ryanair, Sajid Javid MP says the standard time-to-pay arrangement was agreed because of short-term difficulties. There'll be another news channel on television this summertime. Sky and NBC News are teaming up under the joint owner Comcast to launch an international news service with a base in the UK. It'll be called NBC Sky World News and will go live this summer, creating a rival to the BBC World Service and CNN in terms of global news coverage. The move comes after 18 months when US cable giant Comcast bought NBC Universal and then spent $40 billion taking over Sky Television, including Sky News. The main newsroom for the network will be Sky's complex in West London in Austerley, and 10 new international bureaus will be open in places the company feels news is underreported.
WiMAX, technology, communications, services. Find out more on 641199 or visit WiMAX.com today. The Stock Market Report. Brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
And the news from Ramsey Crookall. The latest numbers across the UK market closed 1% up. The FTSE 100 was 7,585 at 5 o'clock. In Germany, the DAX was up 1.5% at 13,576. Green in Europe, but it's red in America at the moment. The Dow Jones down 0.5% at 29,012. The NASDAQ Tech Stocks Index in New York down almost 0.6%. At 9,347 in Chicago. The S&P with a rare reverse, 0.7% down at 3,301. On the currency markets, the British pound sterling worth €1.1856, down 0.1%, and also down 0.5%, worth $1.3074. In commodities, Brent crude closed at $60.36 a barrel. That's down 2.5%. And the gold PM fix up 0.4% at $1,562.90 an ounce.
When it comes to investing for the future and that all-important personal service, look no further than the award-winning team at Ramsey Crookall. Ramsey Crookall is the island's largest firm of stockbrokers and investment managers and have been servicing the investment community with a broad range of services for over 70 years. For that all-important personal touch and financial expertise, contact Ramsey Crookall. Telephone 673-171. Call into Securities House, Athol Street, or visit our website, ramseycrookall.com. Ramsey Crookall are members of the London Stock Exchange and licensed by the Financial Services Authority.
Isle of Man Water Sports. Weather.
The weather for this weekend, if you're kayaking, surfing, wind surfing, paddleboarding or sailing this weekend, the inshore coastal waters forecast says cloudy on Saturday, perhaps some patchy light rain, drizzle in places, outbreaks of rain developing overnight into Sunday, clearing Sunday morning to isolated showers and sunny spells. The sea temperature this weekend, 8 degrees. On Saturday, the wind southwest 4 or 5, increasing 5 or 6 during the afternoon, backing south or southwest later. Wave height is 1 to 1.5 metres, become 1.5 to 2 metres. The wave period 3 to 4 seconds, becoming 4 to 5 seconds. High tide 11 minutes to midday tomorrow. And on Sunday, the wind is south or southwest 5 or 6, veering west or southwest 4 or 5 during the afternoon, increasing 5 or 6. Wave height 1.5 to 2 metres. Wave period 4 to 5 seconds, becoming 5 to 6 seconds. High water on Sunday is 9 minutes past midnight and 22 minutes past midday.
If you have failed double glazing units, Manx Glass and Glazing can help. Call 674-573. Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, providing the island's first truly unlimited tariff.
Manx Radio's John Moss has been considering Professor James Curran's report into achieving climate change targets. It's available on the government's website to read. If the unanimous vote afforded it by Timbal members is translated into action, then many of its findings will emerge in due course as initiatives to green our Isle of Man. John now wraps up his interpretation of what's contained between the covers of this important suggestion for action.
If climate change has done nothing else, it may perhaps have encouraged some people who may not have been that way inclined previously to stop and think about their environment. Some may still hold that what is happening is not climate change, that the world amends its status from time to time, and that the equilibrium we have grown accustomed to will eventually be returned to us. But whatever the case, it can surely do no harm and a great deal of good if more people start to consider their surroundings, to put themselves out, if that action means the island and the other people who live on it are treated with more respect, to accept that the countryside isn't one giant rubbish basket, that the creatures on our land and in the sea deserve their world to be, where possible, unpolluted by our waste. In the last 2 weeks, on Update, we've looked at the concept of a circular economy as opposed to one in a straight line, a linear economy. By circular, I mean designing what is produced and then used, not to just be discarded, thereby producing waste, but to be, where possible, resurrected, brought back and reused in production. We talked about sequestration, trees and peat bogs, which are designed to pull carbon out of the air. Avoid cutting into peat, for instance, and releasing carbon stored there over the centuries to be spewed into the atmosphere. Wind turbines. We touched upon the current problems turbines put up in Manx waters are facing, finding a market in the UK because we lie outside the UK. From the start of this month, the steam packet has been obliged to use greener fuel on its crossings, but that means added cost for passengers. More controversially, we heard of SMG, small nuclear modular reactions, which can produce relatively modest amounts of power, but of course still leave nuclear waste in their wake to be dealt with, if nuclear waste can ever be simply dealt with. Transport, getting people into clean electric cars or onto clean buses to cut down on the current 60,000 vehicles on Manx roads. Carbon capture, storing carbon taken from the atmosphere underground safely and to all intents and purposes permanently. There's much more in the current report. Timbald has said a resounding yes, but words are cheap. Action is a bit harder, and that's what's promised next. 2050 is the target for net zero emissions. It may be interesting to see if this island can hit the ground running, because running may well be needed to get to that target.
Manx Radio Sport.
11 minutes to 6. Faster Mai, Rhiannon Evans.
Faster Mai. Well, history has been made in the world of Manx rugby. An official under 18 7 squad has been created to represent the Isle of Man for the very first time. Coaches, management and players are gathering at the Sports Institute this evening to celebrate a launch event for the team. Captain Lucas Simmons says it's an honour to lead the first official squad.
So we've entered 4 competitions. Our first one is in about 2 weeks' time. We're going to Lisbon. A couple of weeks after that, we've got Northern Sevens. And then our ultimate competition is Roslyn Park. And last year, we actually played really well in it. And hopefully this year, we can progress a bit further.
You have just 1 week left to get discount entry for the 2020 Manx Telecom Parish Walk. Taking place on Saturday the 20th of June, around 500 people have already signed up. Anyone who signs on before midnight on the 31st of January can take advantage of the early bird reduced fee of £35. All entries must be submitted online at parishwalk.com. And from further afield, a dramatic day at the Australian Open tennis ended with six-time champion Roger Federer beating John Millman in a final set tiebreak to reach the fourth round. There were a couple of big upsets in the women's draw as 24-time Grand Slam champion Serena Williams was knocked out by China's Wang Qiang. Meanwhile, 15-year-old Coco Gauff stunned defending champion Naomi Osaka, sealing her place in round four with a straight sets victory in Melbourne. And for now, that's your sport.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Auto Solutions.
If you're driving tonight, the Matrix signs reporting from Bagarrow, Sulby, Hilbury and Ramsey to the mountains say use your fog lights. It's a little misty up the top. This coming Sunday, by the way, be aware Glen Crutchery Road in Douglas is closed between Greenfield Road and St Ninian's Crossroads from 6 o'clock in the morning to remove that overhead pedestrian walkway and to fell two diseased trees in front of the cemetery. Curragh Road, St John's, still closed. It'll be closed till the end of February while they dig it all out. Temporary two-way traffic lights at Main Road in Colby, Ramsey Road in Laxey, and of course the Peel Road in Douglas has got that temporary closure of the footway from 41 Peel Road to the former Wool Control Centre while Dandara develop the former Athol Garage. They're digging very deep there. They may hit oil soon. Everything at the airport is fine. Everything looks to be departing on time. Liverpool and Dublin flights and London City went fine this hour. Later departures for Manchester, Liverpool, Edinburgh, Gatwick and Bristol reporting no problems. All the information you get on planes, trains, boats, buses and roadworks at manxradio.com, as well as that community tab with a page of links to 18 webcams across the Isle of Man.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Auto Solutions, 670-145. Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, investing in our people and technology.
A new club to bring together all veterans is being formed on the Isle of Man. The Joint Services Social Club, or the JSSC, will bring together former personnel from the Army, RAF and Royal Navy under one umbrella for social events and support. The JSSC will be holding their first meeting at the Manx Legion on Friday, 31st of January. It's a week today at 6 p.m. If you're a military veteran or you know one, you might be interested to check out the Isle of Man Veterans Facebook page or just pitch up next Friday evening. Former artilleryman Steve Christie has been on the island for 10 years and helps run the Cregner Bar. He's hoping the new club will become a focus for friendship and fun between the island's veterans, as he told Manx Radio's Chris Pearson.
I've been in the Royal Artillery for 20-odd years. I worship the cap badge, I always have done. But not everybody likes to be under that one cap badge. If they never served with the artillery, I understand the brotherhood, I understand the loyalty and all the rest of it. They don't really want to attach themselves to something that's not them. But at the same time, we can't provide a club for every service or unit within the British military.
JSSC members will pay around £5 per month to create an entertainment fund, which will then be used to create fun events for the tri-service veterans and their families, rather than being used to support existing veterans' charities.
We're very good at looking after the dead, and we're also very good at looking after the people that struggle, that might need a stair lift or they might need a wheelchair or so on and so forth. And that's a good thing. But we're not very good at looking after ourselves. Obviously, we all relish the idea of going to a dinner night, which is all black tie and your wife's in a ball gown or your girlfriend or, you know, so on and so forth. You know, that could be anything between £75 and £100 a ticket. The idea of this is to be able to provide this kind of stuff under the entertainments are what we pay for throughout the year. And that's one idea. Then we've got games nights and stuff like that, all the stuff that we've been used to within the military. But we've all got families, and there's no families days or anything like that. And part of this club, we can organise family events, and, you know, whether it's going off to do something down in South Barrall or whether it's, you know, just organising a barbecue when the weather's nice or whatever. The point is, we involve the families into the club and everything else. And that's what we're trying, that is the aim of the club.
Steve is hoping to see as many military veterans of all ages as possible at the group's first meeting on Friday the 31st of January. He has some very personal reasons for wanting the JSSC to be a success.
I've been thinking about it for a long time. I lost my best friend, one of my best friends, he was 49 years old and he was suffering from PTSD. And I can't help but think that if we had some form of social aspect, I think the social aspect of military life is massive and very much underestimated. And that is the biggest thing you lose when you do leave.
5 to 6 on Manx Radio. And finally, no further information has been released, although we've asked for it, about the incident at Post Office headquarters earlier this week. We're told a suspicious package was found on site, leading to the premises being evacuated. The package has been transported to England for safe disposal, but as yet... Police confirmed a specialist unit from the Ministry of Defence arrived on the island yesterday following the discovery. A cordon surrounding the sorting office was removed. Manx Radio has contacted the post office and police for further information, but we haven't heard yet. Well, as soon as we hear, then you'll hear, so stay tuned to Manx Radio News across the weekend just to see what's going on. After 6 tonight, Friday Sport Preview with Rhiann Evans. That's it for update. Thanks to newsreader Dolan Mercer. We compiled it from the resources of Manx Radio News. Thanks to producer Sarah Hendy. I'm Andy Witt. Update is back Monday evening at 5:30. Have a great weekend. WMAX.